Bez Hashem, the Pelioitz here in Shin 170, on the topic of Bas, of marrying one's daughter off, tells us the evils that lie in looking for wealth, a wealthy husband for your daughter. Now, let's not get confused, let's not get scared. If you happen to be somebody who has listened to the share and you have wealth and you have a daughter and she's getting married to someone who is very wealthy, that's not the problem. Or if you are a family of tremendous wealth and you have a son who's being married off, that's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about, don't look for the money. That's what we're talking about. Don't marry for the money. That's the problem. And you're thinking like, well, who would do something like that? Who would marry for money? It sounds disgusting. He married because of the positive qualities of this person. Well, you're right. I think it is disgusting. Let's see what the Pelioitz has to say about it. V'riv la'Hashem im ashirei am, asher kabir motzo yodom hoyin osok mevashim lezavik bitom im bachur mibnei gilom ashirim kemoisim. So you have people who are very wealthy, and therefore they only want to marry wealth as well. Yad litein moyar umato nazivugim zozim la'alachim l'rvoviz kdei likach bachurim shehem kelim reikim mitoyro. He says, you have sometimes a shidduch that will look to go to fruition only because the family members are exceedingly wealthy, but the chosn himself is an empty container. He has no Torah, he has no Yerushimayim. The midos tayvos are something that you do by Erev Pesach when you do Badika. You look to find them. You can't find his good qualities. But you know what he has? It comes from a lot of wealth. He says, don't marry your daughter after such a person like this. Even if their wealth goes up to the heavens, soif soif ein gufa mamoin bum utod leiret letimoin. He says at the end, all that money is going to come crashing down. Ha soif ein necha boi veinenu, kasher beinenu reinu kamek vekamer sheperik nesuin hoyu ashirim. He says you find numerous times at the time of the marriage, the parents had tremendous amount of money. Unfortunately, they lost all their wealth to the point that they were searching for bread. And even if they are very wealthy, the lady, the daughter, this person's daughter, could live a life of tremendous tsar, pain and difficulty. Sha'al ha-roiv ein baile ima elo hoylech b'drochim b'yamim nahoreis le'oylam hu taro b'pa'olov v'chesh b'noysov. And he says, you have this wife of a very wealthy husband and he's never home. He's always traveling, always looking to make more money. Le'oylam hu taro b'pa'olov. And he's always busy, Torud bepu'ulov, v'chesh b'noisov, umar b'nechosim, umar b'daiva. He's always busy with the business, amassing more wealth, and then, you know what happens with the more wealth? More worry. As the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, umar b'nechosim, umar b'daiva. You have more cars, you have more worries. You have more houses, you have more worries. You have more watches. You know, some people have drawers. Drawers. Not one, two. Plural. Maybe three. With watches. 20 in each drawer. And let me tell you something. They're not Timex watches. And there's nothing wrong with a Timex watch if you have one. They tell the time. And each watch is thousands and thousands of dollars. And they have drawers and drawers of these watches. And then they have insurance on the watches. And they have to pay the insurance on the watches. It's not just a cycle.
Mar benachosim, mar bedaiga. Mashkim yikum yachrei sheves v'oichli lechem atzovim. Mitoichshu torud v'kous mar bekatoto im ishtoy alo loy dover. And because this person is all stressed out because of his focus on always amassing more wealth and the lack of satisfaction with what this person has, he is very quick and hot-tempered to quarrel with his wife. V'yoyse yigdal tzairo im yiris Hashem v'royso es baylo she'en bo yiris shemayim v'en ezar b'mitzvah k'mina grabim yam yoritz. He says even more so, there's another reason as to why the husband and wife will be, unfortunately, at odds with each other. Because the wife sees the husband that he doesn't follow mitzvahs, doesn't keep mitzvahs, not serious about the mitzvahs. He doesn't follow them properly, doesn't know the halachas, doesn't learn. And it bothers her. She wants her husband to learn a little more, to be a little more God-fearing, to do the mitzvahs on a better level. Not the case, not so, when the person gives his daughter to a Talmud Chacham. Matoiv Helko, how fortunate is her lot. Manoim Goyrolo, the Helko Goyrolosoi, Ba'ilam Hazev, Ba'ilam Haba. He says, how fortunate is her lot, not just in Ba'ilam Haba, but in Ba'ilam Hazev as well. In Ba'ilam Hazev, you know, this reminds me of the famous story, which we've said over in the past with the Rav Aaron Kruffler Zatzal. And the wealthy Gvir, the wealthy man who supports all the Torah, he supports it, which is Baruch Hashem. You don't always find that. But he does. He supports it. He asked Rav Aaron Kruffler. He said, we're always told that one who supports Torah, he's going to have the same reward as one who learns it down here in this world. So what's the difference? What's the difference? So Rav Aaron Kruffler says, Olam Haba, yeah, they're going to have the great Olam Haba the same. He's missing out on Olam Hazeh. He's missing out on this world. If he's not learning Torah here in this world, he's busy running around and focusing on Olam Hazeh and not on the Torah of Olam Hazeh, he's not enjoying Olam Hazeh. And that's exactly what the Peleites is saying. You have people who have much less, but to live a happier, healthier life. Money does not buy happiness. It helps you pay your bills, that's for sure. No one's going to disagree with that. But it does not buy happiness. Here he's telling us, be careful. Don't marry your daughter off just for the wealth. And just to repeat, it doesn't mean to say, if there's a wealthy shidduch, it doesn't mean you have to run away from it. If it's a good boy, a good girl, wealthy people shouldn't get married? Of course they should get married. What's the shaila? When she marries a Talmud Chacham, Tichya v'timsa kovod v'shalol loysechsa. V'ilu hayu machshav es abonis v'avin goydol anachas ruach v'atoy v'shiyesh la'ish es Talmud Chacham u'lavi abayilam azeh abayilam abah hayu moysim nashim u'ma'idom al zeh. He says, if people would have the proper focus, they would try to find a person who wants to stay in learning, be a ben Torah, and support him, and support that lifestyle. Vafilu im tia nizaynis min atztaka, and even if they have to be supported from the tztaka, oyel lehem lecherpa, it won't be an embarrassment for them, ki al kol kavod chupa, she'oyisim letzadikim lo'ilam haba, because of all the reward of that's awaiting those people who live a life of chayit tsar tichya, they might not have so much down here in this world, but they have tremendous amount of reward waiting from the lo'ilam haba. Ramosha finds in Zatzal, Paskins Lahalacha. Lahalacha Lamaisa. He was the Paisik Hadar. That if a person says, I'm not going to learn yeshiva because then I have to take tzedakah money, that's the Yetzirah. That's the Yetzirah. You take the money and you learn and you learn. And your learning is giving. Like my yeshiva Zecher Tzadik Livracha told me, he said that people who are working for the government, they're doing something for, officially they should be doing, right? They're doing something for the country, right? But they're taking a salary. They're taking a salary. But they're giving. They're givers. When people are learning, that's the salary. No, it should be a bigger salary. But that's, they're giving more than they're receiving, they are giving. And we have to appreciate this.
He says, if you have that money, it's the right thing to do to support the Torah, support the Talmud Chacham sitting and learning, and you, the one who supports him, gets the most out of it.